Start recording. Hello, here we go. This is Connor. I'm here with Brad, Nick, and Sonny. And let's start the call. I'm glad to be back on the line here. Brad and Sonny are coming to us from Denver right now. Sonny, are you still in Denver?
Yeah.
Cool, cool. We just moved there for Dow Badass new headquarters located in Denver now. So shout out to anyone else on the call who's in the Mile High City. And Nick, are you in Denver still or are you back in Vegas?
I'm back in Vegas right now.
Cool, man. But it sounds like a lot of us are about to relocate to Denver. I'm still in LA, but moving there soon. We're going to start a nice big collective of coaching and writing and creativity and overall badassery. So, yeah, let's get started here. What I wanted to talk about today is approaching a girl during the day. So, here we go. I'll guess. Okay. So, basically, we all have this this skill where we're going out and we're talking to girls. And the easiest way to do it is to go out to a bar or a nightclub where there's a bunch of hot chicks in one room. And you don't have to, you know, go anywhere. They're just there, and it's like a experimentation time. You can just go around the room and try different things, talk to different girls, and they're all right there. They're all expecting you to approach them. Like, it's just what you're supposed to do, right? But one thing that I've found is really fun, which a lot of people don't do because they feel like they're not supposed to or it's not accepted, is to approach girls during the day outside of a bar, just on the sidewalk or in a coffee shop or at the mall or at the grocery store. You know, whenever you're just out and about doing your day-to-day business, you'll see plenty of girls you're attracted to. And I used to think, well, shit, I hope that I could go to the same bar she's going to, you know? Or, like, I had no idea that you could even go up to a girl during the day, which is weird because it's the most normal thing ever to just walk up to someone and say, hey, I'm interested in meeting you or whatever. I just felt like that was not something you could do. But it is, and it's awesome. It's just a little bit different than at nighttime. But, yeah, a lot of times you'll be walking around, you know, doing your errands or getting lunch or something, and you'll see a girl. And what happens is that, you know, you're never ready for it like you are at nighttime. And you're not really thinking about approaching a girl. You're thinking about work or running errands or sports or whatever the hell is on your mind. You're not really present in the moment. And you'll see that girl walk by, and you'll be like, oh, damn, she's hot. And if you don't act on that right away, you know, she's out and about doing her business, too. She's up in her head not thinking about shit. So she'll be gone in a matter of, I don't know, like 20 seconds or so. And that window closes really fast because it's not like at a bar where girls are just standing around waiting on it. They're, you know, if you see a girl during the day, if you don't act on it right away, she's gone. And usually you're not ready, so you're not going to act on it right away. So you miss your chance because you don't know what to do when that moment strikes. And you know, you wuss out or you just freeze and you're like, shit, I wish I could approach that girl, but I don't know what to do. So the first thing I wanted to say was that you should just be prepared for that all the time. You know, like always, whenever you're out and about during the day, this is the kind of thing that should just be at least in the back of your mind all the time. You know, always expect that today might be the day that you meet that girl that you really want to meet. And be ready to make a move when you see her because, you know, if you're not thinking about it, it's always going to happen when you're not ready. I've actually been telling myself lately, you know, every time I like go to the store or drive somewhere or walk somewhere, like before I get out of the car to go to the grocery store, I'll be telling myself consciously, if I see a girl I like in here, I better be ready to go up to her. Like it might happen. It might not happen, whatever. But if it happens, like I'm going to be ready, you know? And most of the time it doesn't happen, but every now and then, man, I'll see a girl and I'll be like, oh shit, I said this might happen. Better go. So I had to start telling myself that because otherwise I wouldn't be ready. And when you're not ready, you know, before you realize what's happening, she's gone. You know, the girl of your dreams just walked out of the grocery store and you didn't do anything, which sucks. It's a sucky feeling. So once you're in that mind state, like, okay, I'm ready to meet a girl wherever I am. You know, it's going to be awesome. You need to know what to do when you walk up to her. So the hardest thing to do is if a girl's walking, let's say walking down the street on her way to go somewhere, put, like, on her phone or something. Like, how the hell could you possibly stop that girl? It's not that hard if she's standing still. You walk right up to her and say what you want to say. But let's say, unless she's already standing still, the hardest part of this is going to be getting her to actually stop and listen to you and understand what it is that you want. I mean, you might try walking up to a girl and saying, hey, hey, and trying to stop her. And most of the common objections that you'll get when you first start doing this are like, hey, no, I don't have the time. No, sorry, I don't have any money. I don't want to sign your petition. Like, they don't even know what you want. They just see a person coming up to them on the street that they don't know, and their autopilot response is, no thanks, I don't want to talk to you, blah, blah, blah. They're not even paying attention. It's just like an autopilot response. And that's because they don't understand why they're coming up to them, so they just write you off because it's easy. So what you want to do is what we've been talking, I think we've talked about this before on the calls, and I know you guys have heard this, but you want to do what we call a pattern interrupt, which is basically getting her out of her head and into the moment with you. And, you know, it's really important to do this during the day because, unlike at a bar, she's not expecting for some guy to walk up and be charming and talk to her. She's not expecting anything. She's just in her head minding her own business. And, you know, until you can walk up and let her know what it is that you want and why you walk up to her, she'll just write you off. So one of the easiest ways to get her out of her head and actually pay attention is what we call the buzzer method, which is basically, for guys that have been on a program, we've demonstrated this, and we do it at nighttime too. You basically put your hand out with your palm down, because if your palm is up, it looks like you're asking for change, and it's less dominant. But you put your hand out, palm down, your arm is straight, and you're kind of, I guess, midway between her hips and her chest, I guess. So you're not really grabbing at anything inappropriate. You're not too close to her purse. She's got a purse. You don't want to look like you're snatching her purse. But, you know, from a safe distance, you put your hand out and you look her in the eyes. And basically, if she's not paying attention, she's walking somewhere, you put your hand out right in front of her, maybe a couple of feet away, but where her eyes are going to see it. And she'll see your hand and she'll follow your arm up to your eyes. And you're going to be looking at her, making strong eye contact and smiling. And that's the basic buzzer method. It's basically like, hey, pay attention, look at me. And when she looks at you, you're going to be smiling like, I got the best thing ever to tell you, you know, like really excited to tell you whatever it is I'm coming up to tell you. And then what you want to do is start off, I usually start off directly in front of a girl just to make her stop, because sometimes if you stand to the side, she'll keep going. It'll make it too easy for her to walk away. But you want to at least put some part of your body in front of her path and get her to stop. But the problem is, too, that if you stand directly in front of a girl, you're going to create a lot of tension. So right after you stop her, you want to shift and be kind of shoulder to shoulder with her, like you're both looking at something together, which kind of releases that tension and builds a little bit of comfort. And most importantly, you know, you want to say something authentic. That's what I really like to do, and this is what makes it really fun. You can stop a girl and say, like, hey, can you tell me where Starbucks is, or do you know what time it is? That's a great way to get a girl to stop if you don't know how to stop her. And all that's really important is that you stop her. So you can always say something like, hey, can you give me directions to blah, 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 or do you know what time it is? You know, somebody will stop for 5 seconds to tell you what time it is. There's no reason why they wouldn't. But then you have to transition into what you really wanted to say, or you could just say what you really wanted to say, which is like, hey, I thought you were really cute, and I wanted to say hi to you. Hey, I know this is kind of random, but I just saw you walking by, and I had to meet you, you know? You'll find that it's really kind of freeing and exhilarating to just say what it is that you want to say. And it's a little bit easier to say that during the day because they're not expecting you to try and pick them up. You know, a girl's not going to think, like at a bar, oh, man, this guy's coming up to me. I better be on the guard for, like, a pickup line or something. They're just not even paying attention at all, and you can snap them out of that and give her a nice compliment. Like, hey, I like your style. Hey, I think you're really cute. Hey, I wanted to meet you real quick. You're going to get a lot of smiles and a lot of good reactions right away, which is a great way to start off an interaction. But, of course, that is just how you start the interaction. And the next step after that would be to follow up on that, you know, because a lot of times I'll find, you know, I'll do this, or like a lot of guys will go up and they'll think that the girl will be attracted to them just for walking up and giving them a compliment. And usually what happens is the girl will smile or giggle or squeal or something, and she's like, oh my God, thank you, that's so nice. And then she'll keep walking and she'll run away. So you want her to stay and talk to you, and you want to create a conversation out of it. So following it up is pretty crucial. I guess I'll open it up in a second and talk about, you know, creating a conversation out of that, which is really, once guys get over the initial anxiety of just walking up to a girl and saying this, the next stumbling block to get over is how do I keep her there and create a conversation and actually get to know her without her just running away? Because it can be kind of nerve-wracking for a girl to have a guy walk up to her and be super confident and charming. A lot of girls will kind of run away from that kind of pressure if you don't handle it right. So what else did I want to say? Oh, a couple more tips for walking up to a girl in the daytime. First off, for guys that have been on our programs already or guys that have been on these calls, I think we mentioned using a false time constraint, which is basically a way to just, you know, understand that a girl, one of a girl's biggest objections, and when any time a guy might walk up, she'll be thinking in her head, crap, how long is this guy going to stay? What does he want from me? Or get rid of him real quick just to be safe. And if you just alleviate the objection right away and just say, hey, I only have a second, really quick. I got to get back to my friends really quick, but, you know, I just wanted to tell you something. Then a girl will be much more receptive to just talking to you for a second. And once she realizes what you want and why you're there, it's usually pretty pretty smooth, and she won't really say, hey, then you have to get back to your friends, then you want to leave. Like, she'll, if it goes well, she's not going to want you to leave. You really just need to get your foot in the door and saying, hey, I only have a second. I've got to get back to my friends real quick. It's a great way to do that right off the bat, especially if you're nervous that she's going to reject you. Just say that, and it usually works really well just to get your foot in the door there. From there, it's really important that you keep talking and you keep on, you know, whatever it is that, I guess, whatever it is that drew you to her. You know, you saw her, you were attracted to her about something. And usually what I like to do is kind of make assumptions about her and make a guess, guess where she's from. If she's got an accent, you can make a joke about it and guess that she's from somewhere. You can guess what she does for a living, which is all better than asking. Anytime you don't know what to say, it's perfect to just fall back on the question statement question sort of model for a conversation. So you don't want to fall into straight interview mode where you just ask question, because that's really uncomfortable. But you don't want to just sit there and perform and say a bunch of stuff without her contributing, because that also sucks. So you want to generate a conversation. The best way to do that, I've found, and is to ask a question like, you know, what are you up to today? What brought you to aisle 6 of Albertson's grocery store, or whatever it is that, you know, whatever situation you're in, and then listen to her her answer, and don't just ask another question right after that. Build off of her answer and make a statement about it. So she's, if you're like, hey, what brought you to the store today? You know, what are you buying? She tells you, like, what's in her freaking grocery cart, and you're like, oh, man, that sounds super awesome. You know, I've only got Twizzlers and chips. I should go to your house for dinner. Or, like, whatever it is that is going on, don't just ask another question. Listen to her answer and build off of it. Speaking of listening to answers and building off of it, I want to just open it up real quick. Brad, you're really good at this kind of thing, like talking to girls during the day and just like cool, normal, like chatty kind of way that makes everyone feel really comfortable. What could you add to that?
The biggest thing that I sort of go with is being okay with being nervous, you know? Like, yeah. If there's a girl who's really attractive and she seems awesome, I get nervous thinking about going and talking to her, but once I start going over there, a lot of guys think, like, they have to be, like, super cool and you know, awesome and whatever, and kind of at nighttime, you kind of do, you know, which is, you know, the map of interaction. You learn how to do attraction right, you know. But during the day, attraction looks a little different, and it's totally okay to be like, oh, man, I'm kind of nervous coming over and talking to you, but you're just so adorable. I had to come talk to you, you know. Like, so that's kind of one thing that I would say is, like, be okay with whatever you're feeling. Like you said at the beginning, you know, like just being really authentic about what's going on in your mind. You just want to come tell her that she looks cute or she looks adorable, or you like her style or whatever. And during the day, girls are very, like, open to that. They're like, oh, wow, thank you. And, like, I mean, more than that. Like you said, they like, blush and, you know, giggle and all that stuff. And then you can kind of go into building more rapport and talking about kind of, like, normal things, or you can keep bantering or whatever. But anyways, that's kind of the biggest thing that I would say. And, like, that – those few moments, like if you are nervous talking to a girl during the day, like those few moments where you take the first step, like literally when you start walking toward her, and it's like, if you're really into her, it's like, shit, I'm actually doing this, you know, like that's just really important. Like you have to train yourself to enjoy that experience of feeling that, like, you know, kind of like butterflies in your stomach almost, like, oh, this is about to happen. I'm actually going to do this. And just kind of like embracing that feeling, if that's something that you experience. I'm not sure not everybody would experience that, but that's usually what happens for me. So.
Yeah, I totally know what you mean there. Like, it's so easy to think in your head what you would say if you went up to her, but as soon as you take one step and you start walking over there, it becomes so real. Like, okay, I'm actually doing this. Shit, this is going to suck. And if you just embrace that feeling, that adrenaline, it's really adrenaline, right, that makes you really nervous. If you just kind of latch onto that and say, all right, no matter what happens, like, I can get through this feeling, I'm going to be good on the other side, it's going to be awesome. Even if she laughs at me and walks away and makes a joke about it to her friends, I just got nervous and I did that, and that makes me a total badass, which is tough at first to really buy into that. You know, it's tough to think, okay, how could this possibly be good if I got nervous and walked over and fucked it all up? Like, that was bad. I failed. But if you can just reverse that in your head and think, okay, I got really nervous and went over and did it, that's awesome. You'll find that fear starts turning into excitement, you know? That same
exactly.
thing, you can read that as fear and run away from it, or you can read it as excitement. And if you've been reading it as fear all, like, a long time, it's not going to happen overnight, but you can change that into excitement. You know, it's just like, I don't know, I imagine Tony Hawk feels that way before he drops off a big jump, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He could be afraid, but he's been doing it for so long, and he's so good at it now, he just gets really excited, like, wow, it's going to be awesome. It's like the social equivalent of skydiving or jumping off of a big skateboard ramp or something. It's scary, but if you know what to do and you know that you've got a plan for it, going to be really fun and exciting, kind of like a roller coaster, you know? Only unlike skydiving or skateboarding or something, you're not going to really hurt yourself. You're just going to maybe bruise your ego a little bit, which is a good thing. So, yeah, I guess a couple more
things.
You also
see her get nervous, too, which is a really enjoyable
oh, yeah.
experience, you know?
Yeah,
like totally. Seeing her, like, blushing and, like, just experiencing, like, one of the coolest moments she's ever had in her life, you know? Like, how often does this actually happen where somebody comes up and like during the daytime and says something so honest and so, you know, so awesome.
Yeah. It's so sincere, right? Definitely mm-hmm. a cool moment to create. Actually, I would love to get Nick's thoughts on this. I did some day gaming stuff with him in New York. What do you think about it, Nick? What do you usually do?
I'm huge on pattern interrupts. I love just, like, saying shit that completely throws them off. Like, in Denver,
cool.
for example, I go to this girl at Starbucks, and she's pouring milk into her coffee, and I'm like, whoa, 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 that's not allowed at all. She's like, what's not allowed? What are you talking about? I'm like, you're not allowed to have prettier hair than me. That's just not possible. That's just not fair. She thought I was talking about her pouring milk, but I was talking about hair. Completely threw her off. And I was like, no, but seriously, you're pretty adorable. What's your name? And then we went on from there.
Dude, that's
so
awesome.
I really love doing pattern interrupts. That's my style. It makes me laugh. It makes them laugh. It's always
fun. That's a great way to start off an interaction, too, because she probably looked at you like, what the fuck? She's so confused. But you got her attention. That's really the only point of the pattern interrupt. You got her full attention after you say that, you know?
Yeah. Actually, I was always a little bit scared to go direct, even during the day. But watching you do it, you're pretty flawless at it. You just go up to a girl, like, hey, you're pretty cute. And then go, and it's like, and I was like, fuck, I should do that more often. So usually after a pattern interrupt, I just tell them they're cute or something, like, they have cool style, tell them they have cool style. Just as long as the compliment is genuine.
Totally, man. I like that. I like that style a lot. It's like creating a little bit of confusion and tension in the beginning where you have her attention. She's like, what's going on here? And then you kind of alleviate all the tension and you give her a nice compliment and she's like, oh, this is great. But it is really important. You guys, the more you start doing this, you'll realize that the first hurdle to get over is just getting someone's attention during the day and having them, you know, understand why you're talking to them. Because sometimes you'll find that a lot of times you'll think that you failed, but what's really happening was that she just wasn't even paying attention and didn't know what you were saying. Yeah, that's awesome. Actually, Sonny, I would love to get your take on this as well.
Yeah, for me, the way I learned how to do day game was pattern interrupts, but instead of the way Nick does it, I would do a very hard, strong framed physical kind of pattern interrupt. Living in New York City, especially in Union Square, we go out all the time, but you have to kind of separate yourself from other people, like the millions of people that are walking in the park.
Uh-huh.
So what I would do is, if I were to see a girl, I would use a pattern interrupt, but not necessarily the way Nick does it, because Nick's style is very congruent to him and very playful and kind of goofy. What I would do is I would use like pregnant pauses. So if I could make the pause, I would try to make the pause as long as possible. Like usually like the longest I would probably do it for is like somewhere between 3 to 4 seconds. So I would come up to her and just go straight up kind of facing her, but about 3 feet away from her, just kind of really walk up to her and go, hey, what's up? You're cute. My name is Sonny. The pause kind of prompts her to kind of think like, oh, is he going to say something or not? And when you say, hey, and you wait like 3 seconds, she has no idea what you're going to say. And you say, thought you were adorable. And then you say, Sonny. Like, it's better that you say just your name instead of my name is, which is even more of a pattern interrupt, and it also assumes that she's going to listen to you or that you expect her to know your name. Does that make sense?
That's cool, man. I like that. Like, you don't even introduce yourself. You're introducing yourself in a way that's different than,
yeah, it's
than
like
most people do.
It's like assume that she's going to know you.
Right. That's
yeah.
Cool. That's like how like a celebrity would introduce himself.
Yeah, that was that last trick. I kind of picked it up from somebody else that I knew who was really good at day game. I'm actually a lot better at night, but this person, I think Nick might know him, but he used to work at the last company and he was really really good at the daytime and he was like,
cool.
You know, just go up, just say your name, and. Yeah, just it's like assuming attraction,
mm-hmm.
Assuming that they'll stay.
Definitely. That's a good point to make, too. We've talked about that before, is assuming attraction, which kind of crazy that whatever you expect to happen is going to happen. So if you expect that she's going to be attracted to you, like really believe it, then she'll just kind of go along with that. Like I like how you said that you got a really strong, powerful frame. You know, it's really important. We should have a call on that, actually, just about frame, like what
mm-hmm.
what that really means, you know, really go into depth on that. Basically, if you walk up and expect that she's going to like you and you expect that she's going to be excited to meet you, that's your frame. And if it's strong and confident, then she'll adopt that frame and she'll go with it, which is cool because that's your role as a man, is to have the dominant frame and to lead.
Yeah, and you kind of like you'll fill like she'll fill up the space for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome, man. Thanks. So I guess we're going to keep the call pretty short today. It's been a Got a holiday coming up, and not that many guys can make it. It's a little bit shorter time frame for this call, but I wanted to get one in before the holidays and really establish that we're going to be doing these calls a lot more. We've kind of had some reorganizing in the company and a lot of moves going on, and now that we're kind of settling in a new place and traveling a little bit less for these programs, we're going to start hammering out these calls, hopefully once a week, if not at a minimum once every 2 weeks, and hopefully shift the time zones around a little bit, shift the timing of the call so we can find a suitable time that most guys can make it, or maybe we'll rotate so that our international guys can get in on the calls too. But, yeah, I want to lead this off with an assignment, and that's going to be for everyone that is listening right now or that gets this call afterwards, is to go out during the day and over the next, let's say, week and a half, 2 weeks, doesn't matter what time, it doesn't matter when or where, just sometime during the day at a place that's not a bar. And this could be a coffee shop, a grocery store, a bookstore. It could be in the middle of the street. It could be at a shopping mall, like wherever it is that you might find like good-looking girls walking around. Shopping malls are actually great. You know, hot girls love, girls in general just love shopping. And it's actually, interestingly enough, a good place to find girls that are on their own. Go out somewhere during the day and approach at least three girls that you are attracted to. And just say something authentic. You know, I want everybody to know what it feels like to be able to walk up to somebody and just say whatever you really are thinking about and really want to say. And you might be afraid of what that they might judge you for it or that they might not like it, but I want you to know what it feels like to just say something authentic with no outcome in mind. So I don't want you to go out thinking, I'm going to get this girl's phone number. I'm going to, you know, date this girl. I'm going to take her out. I don't even want you to think that this girl is going to be attracted to me. You know, I need this girl to be attracted to me. I just want you to have on your mind, I want to say something to this girl. She got me excited about, for some reason, I'm attracted to her, and I want to be able to say what I really want to say to her. So this could be a compliment or a statement. It could just be some banter. You could honestly say, hey, I'm on an assignment right now to approach cute girls and say something authentic. You could honestly say that. Because you'd be authentic. You'd be really thinking that, you know. Like Brad was saying, you could say, I'm really nervous right now, you know. Hi, I'm kind of nervous right now, but I wanted to approach you because I think you're cute. You know, just be honest and see what happens after that. I'm not going to promise you that girls are just going to all of a sudden drop their pants and say, oh, my God, this is the hottest thing ever. But because of one compliment. But try it for real and really commit to it. And see if you don't at least make a girl's day. You know, like I've done this a lot, actually, and had girls say, thank you, but I'm married, or thank you, but I have a boyfriend. But they're still, like, thrilled that some guy came up and had the balls to do that. So real quick, I just want to go down everything we just talked about. Wherever you are during the day, make sure that you're at least in the back of your mind, you're thinking, I might see a girl I want to talk to, and if I do, I'm going to go do it. Because you want to be at least, you want to be ready. When that girl walks by, you want to at least be ready. And then if you wuss out and don't do it, at least you can't say you weren't ready. You know, you were ready for it. Go up to her. If she's walking or she's moving somewhere, use the buzzer method. You put your hand out, palm down. You really commit and get in her way from a safe distance away so you're not, like, physically threatening. But you're obviously in her way and she's going to stop for you. You can turn shoulder to shoulder with her, which is a comfortable way to talk to somebody that's not in their face right off the bat and build comfort, and then say something authentic. Say something that you really mean, that you really want to say, no matter how nervous you are. So, you know, my thing that I usually say, because it's true and it's just easy to remember, is, hey, I know this is kind of random, but I just saw you walking by and I thought you looked really cute. I had to meet you. You know, I just saw you and I would be kicking myself all day if I didn't come say hi. I'm Connor. Nice to meet you. You know, I actually really like what Sonny said. I shouldn't even say I'm Connor. I should just say Connor. You know, a lot of times too, if you're getting stuck, what I do a lot and what I encourage you to do is warm up. It's like we talk about warming up at nighttime just by getting into the zone and talking to people. You can warm up in the daytime just by going into a coffee shop, bantering with the girls behind the counter. going into a store and bantering with the girls that are working there, because people that are working are always going to be nice to you. You know, they're bored at work. They're in sales mode. They're always going to be nice, and they're going to boost your confidence up. And you can also just walk down the street and practice stopping strangers with the buzzer method and just stop people this way and ask them what time it is. Ask them for directions. Ask them if they know where a Starbucks is or where you can get a good cup of coffee. It's a totally innocent way to stop somebody, and you can just practice the buzzer method. Practice, okay, now I know how to stop someone. I'm getting the body language down. You're going to start to see these patterns that you won't really see until you start to do it for yourself. And, you know, try that 10 times. Ask someone what time it is. And on the 10th one, make it a really cute girl. And when she tells you what time it is, just say, you know what? Forget that. I don't actually care what time it is. I just wanted to talk to you, and I came up with a reason. But what I really wanted to say is, hi, you're really cute, Connor. Nice to meet you. You know, I do that a lot because it kind of tricks myself into going up and giving a girl a compliment. I'll ask five people where Starbucks is, and then I'll go ask a cute girl, hey, do you know where Starbucks is? And then I'll say, you know what? Actually, I don't really care where Starbucks is. I just wanted to talk to you because you're cute. Hi. After that, really follow it up and either make some assumptions about her or ask a question and listen and make a statement on it and try and develop a conversation out of it. Don't just do it and run away. You're there because you wanted to find out who she is and you're curious about her, so do that. And we'll have a call on that later and more in depth. But I know we've also had the previous two calls before this were about conversation skills. So go back to those if you haven't listened to them already. And that's got all you need to know about developing a conversation and keeping it going after you approach the girl. But, yeah, again, your assignment is to go out during the day somewhere and approach at least three girls that you're attracted to and just say something authentic. Come up with it on your own or use the ones that we've just given you. But I want you guys to know what it feels like to just – that it feels really freeing to say what you really want to say and come back and tell us what happened. So, yeah, this has been Brad, Connor, Nick, and Sonny. Thanks, guys, for joining me. And we'll pick up the call next week or the week after. We got a lot more stuff coming down the pipeline for you guys, and I'm really excited to get back into these calls. So, yeah, thanks a lot, guys, for joining me. Any final words, gentlemen?
I think I'm all good.
Yeah, I think you said pretty much everything that needed to be said.
Thanks, Connor.
Yeah,
cool.
You seem to nail it.
Thanks, guys. Well, we'll have another call soon, and I will email this out shortly. Peace.
Perfect. Later.
Bye.